Welcome to February 11th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1945. FDR and his oldest daughter take off to the Yalta Conference. By the time he was elected to his unprecedented fourth term, Franklin Roosevelt's health was on a sharp decline. He was meeting with Chiang Kai-shek, Winston Churchill, and Joseph Stalin to figure out what to do with Europe now that the Allies had the upper hand in World War II and would soon be victorious. Instead of Eleanor going with him, he brought his oldest daughter, Anna, who is a writer for the Post-Intelligencer. FDR chose to bring Anna instead of Eleanor, much to Eleanor's disappointment. His son, Brigadier General Elliot Roosevelt, attended the previous conference and proved to be too politically controversial. So Anna came. Anna was responsible for taking care of her sick father. She would take over some of the details, like looking after the kitchen and dining room setup and making sure that there would be 14 people at a table instead of 13, which her superstitious father wouldn't like. Anna had to deal with some of the more painful details of her parents' differences. Franklin and Eleanor had more of a political partnership than a marriage, due mainly to his never-ending affairs with Lucy Mercer, who was there at the time of his death. Which is a fact that Anna actually had the painful duty of informing Eleanor, by the way. However, the two ladies would eventually be able to reconcile after FDR's death, and Anna would take care of Eleanor in her dying days. In disaster news, 2014, Chevron natural gas well explodes in Pennsylvania. According to CNN, the gas giant offered an apology to the town in the form of free pizza, courtesy of Bobstown. One angry local person tweeted, "Worst apology ever. Sorry our fracking well exploded. Here's a free pizza." Oh, come on, everybody, take it easy. Bobstown has some great pizza. 1805, Jean-Baptiste is born. His mother, Sacagawea, was the Shoshone Indian interpreter that accompanied Meriwether Lewis and William Clark for their famous expedition. So did the boy's father, Toussaint Charbonneau. This was great news for the expedition. Having Sacagawea join the team in the first place was a great asset to Lewis and Clark, since they would need her interpretation skills to acquire horses from other Shoshone tribes along the way. They spent the winter at Fort Mandan in North Dakota for the winter when she gave birth. Lewis would write later that the labor was brutal and the pain was violent. Is there a doctor in the house? Not really. They would just have to wing it. Using good old-fashioned snake juice. See, supposedly, if you take a small amount of snake poison from a rattle and ingest it, then that would speed up the labor process. Sure enough, Lewis would write, she had not taken the mixture more than 10 minutes before she brought forth Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau. With a baby strapped on Sacagawea's back, this made the mission actually easier, not harder, due to the simple fact that when approaching unknown or hostile territory, the natives would be unlikely to attack, sensing a peaceful mission. I mean, otherwise, what kind of a lunatic would bring his wife and baby to a war? Moving on to sports news, 1996. Michael Jordan scores 22 points in 20 minutes. 1997, Bill Parcells becomes the head coach of the New York Jets. 1982, San Diego trades Ozzie Smith to St. Louis, where he would win 11 gold gloves and a 14-time All-Star. And that's it for February 11th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.